I want to share with you perhaps a little bit of my story and why you're probably watching this video. To reverse engineer everything, there is a lot going on in my head, and I can't explain what is actually going on up there. I consume all this information. I read a lot of books, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, I listen to podcasts, I take in a lot of information, but it wasn't always easy for me to take in information. I hated school. I hated it. I didn't think it was right for me. But the reason why it wasn't right is because I was bullied during high school. More importantly, if we go back a little further, when I went to primary school, I didn't fit in. I always wanted to be part of the in crowd, except I was always striving to have what the other kids had. I always felt like an outcast, and now when I look back at that, it starts to make a little bit more sense. But being an outcast or not being normal is what makes each and every one of us amazing, because who wants to fit in a world of just black and white when you can be, you know, a vibrant colour and stand out and actually make a difference in the world? So that's an interesting lesson there. So I always wanted to fit in, and I never did at primary school. And then when I went to high school, it even got worse, where I didn't even fit in even anymore. And then what happened was, because I was an outsider, I was an outcast, I got bullied. And that made things worse. And that's when my depression first started. That's when I first started, you know, really feeling bad about myself and actually not wanting to be there. So I shut down and I associated school with the negative feelings of being bullied and learning with those negative feelings of being bullied. And that depression then led me to eating. And when you put on some kilos, high school kids will remind you of that. They keep calling you names and telling you fat. So that made things worse. Then when I finished high school, I kind of felt free. I felt like I could be who I wanted. Except my mum got sick. Now in my household, there was my brother, my father, my mother and I. My brother and my father are literally very similar. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Both have dyslexia. Both are amazing tradespeople, and both are literally a carbon copy or a Dr. Evil and Mini-Me version of each other. They're great tradespeople and they're very good at working with their hands. I'm not like that. I'm very good with working with my mind. That's exactly like my mum. So when my mum got sick, it was like a part of me also was sick as well. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she successfully fought breast cancer after chemo, radio, the breastectomy, and a whole bunch of other treatments. She eventually got the all clear, and then after a short time, she was then diagnosed with brain cancer. One fateful day when she missed clinic, she then turned up the following week, had a seizure and needed to be resuscitated in the middle of the hospital. She bravely fought brain cancer. She had three lots of brain surgery to remove tumours, but the third one was a little bit too hard. And meanwhile, during all this battle, I faced a lot more depression, because that pressure of what my mum was going through was weighing down on me. And it was hard, but that's my heart, as I said. The other aspect is I started to eat more, and I put on weight, and that didn't help me either, because it's a self-perpetuating cycle. You eat bad food, you put on weight, you feel bad about yourself, and then it keeps going and going and going. Then my mum eventually passed away when the battle became too great for her, and that threw me further into depression. One of the biggest changes here is that during my adult life, after high school, I was earning money. So apart from eating, one of the ways that I used to fill the void that I felt and to deal with the depression, I was chasing happiness through material things, where if I had the latest phone, I'd feel better about myself. I would fit in because I had the latest phone. And it gave me a sense of happiness for a moment there when I got it, but it never, or when someone would always recognize that I had that latest device. But it was quite a financial burden, and I dug myself into some pretty shitty financial holes, and whilst it would be easy for me to blame the banks and their very lax credit laws, which are kind of being changed, although I'd love to do that, it's really my fault. Because I didn't seek help and I didn't recognise that there was a bigger problem there with my own depression. So as I've battled this throughout my adult life, it's gotten worse. Where being in a financial shithole and being overweight has self-perpetuated the problem of depression. So that's my story. And one of the ways that one of the ways I deal with it is I like to escape the world, and I see the world very differently to what I think most people do. And I now have a love for learning, because I no longer associate learning and education with the bullying. I listen to a lot of information on YouTube, I read a lot of books and audio books and podcasts, and they give me some hope that me being me and me being unique is actually a great thing, because there are so many other unique people in the world. So, I think as Steve Jobs said, here's to the crazy ones, or perhaps more appropriately, the ones that are not normal. So that's my story. And I think, as I said, it's important that we call ourselves out when we're not actually fulfilling and we're not actually taking our own pill. And it's hard. I've only been able to actually start making a dent on my weight gain in the last couple of months. Whereas over the cycles of my mum being sick and me trying to lose weight, I would go on all these yo-yo diets where I'd lose a few kilos and then my mum would get sick or something would happen and then I'd put it all back on. And then it's this self-proliferating cycle of yo-yo dieting, and my friend who sent me that message has seen that over the years. He's been a friend of mine since I was probably 15. So he sent me talk about this, oh, I'm gonna go lose weight, I'm gonna sort myself out this time. But he hasn't, and nor will he have seen that the depression that I've been dealing with, and I've hit it pretty well. But I think it's important that we share that these are struggles that each and every one of us have. We perhaps need to be united in the fact that we all have shit to deal with, and that when someone's having a bad day or someone's not coping, we'd be there and support them. So in terms of taking your own medicine, the key to doing that is to being mindful of when you should be swallowing that pill and when you're just pontificating some rubbish. It gets easier and easier as time goes on to take that pill. The first time's always the hardest, and you know, the first time is realizing that you are helpless and you do need to go and get help, and there's nothing wrong with that. Go and talk to someone. There are organizations out there dedicated to listening and helping you through it. I get counseling once a week, and that absolutely helps me, because it gives me a place to air out these things that previously I didn't have a place to talk about them. So as part of that counseling, I think I'd like to share with you, and this is the reason for the video, is what's going on in my head and all the things that come in, get churned and processed, and then come out. But I also want to share them in context in relation to my own life. So that's my story. Tell me yours. I'd love to hear what you're dealing with. And if you ever need to chat about something, just reach out, DM me, we'll have a conversation. Peace.